Yes, money in the bank is pretty good. And we've got one banker who knows all about this. It's Frank Sorrentino. He's the chairman and the chief executive of Connect One Bank. They're based in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Frank, thank you very much for being with us. Let's get your thoughts on the tax overhaul plan. How will that affect your business?
Great being here, Pam. Thank you. You know, the tax plan, I think, is going to be good for banks across the country. Certainly, you know, the banking industry, for the most part, pays its full share of federal taxes. And, you know, we don't have, you know, especially the smaller community banks don't have offshore entities or anything like that. So we pay pretty much the full rate. And by reducing the tax rate from 35% down to 21%, that's going to unleash an awful amount of capital for the banking industry, which will turn into additional growth for the economy. As you know, banking is the grease for the economy, the oil that keeps the engine running. So we're pretty optimistic about what this means going forward.
I like to think of it as much more sexy than grease, but sure. You want to go grease? You can go grease, Frank. When you see this activity, how do you think it's going to show up? I wonder, particularly looking at you know, you guys are a commercial bank focused on real estate and things, and I think about it, I worry about the effect of this tax bill limiting mortgage deductions, the effect on real estate, that any mortgage going forward that's greater than $750,000 will not find its interest deductible, or at least above $10,000 worth of interest, which isn't much. What does it mean in New Jersey and New York and Connecticut, you know, where I am in California, in these high state tax regions where that's never going to be, where deductibility goes away?
Well, certainly for some areas and for some specific mortgages, the deductibility is going to cause a little bit of pain. But the vast majority of the mortgages that we provide here at Connect One Bank, and I think the vast majority of mortgages in general, are below that $750,000 threshold. And so for, again, in the overall scheme of things, I don't think it's going to be that dramatic an impact on the housing industry necessarily.
But you're in Englewood Cliffs, right? I mean, this is a place where the average. I mean, look, there are five counties in California. The average home price is $750,000. I'm sure much of New Jersey is the same way.
Look, we've already experienced this once, right? We had a step down already from unlimited deductibility down to $1 million, and that really did not dramatically negatively impact the housing industry. And so now we're going from $1 million. It's not that we're going from unlimited to 750. We're going from $1 million to 750.
Good point.
I just don't think it's going to be that dramatic.
Frank, can you talk a little bit about net interest margin at the bank? I know that, you know, origination rates have been slightly higher than they are over the maturing and the prepaying loans. Can you give us some insight into what kind of net interest margin we're looking for?
So I think it really depends on what happens going forward, with interest rate policy. If the Fed continues to increase short-term rates, that could have either a positive or a negative impact going forward, but generally will raise the deposit interest rate and may put pressure on net interest margin. But at the same time, if what everyone is saying, that GDP growth will increase and therefore, you know, the rate on the 10-year Treasury will start to move higher, and we have seen some evidence of that in the recent few weeks, then maybe the margin doesn't contract so much. Maybe it stays about the same. I think if you look at the information that's available today, it appears the margin's going to be approximately stable as we move forward over the next few quarters.
How do you start to look at interest rates going forward into the next year?
Well, again, if this tax plan does in fact provide additional capital for small businesses, and if that in turn generates, you know, what I'd like to say, some additional fuel for the economy, that could prompt the Fed to want to move a little bit quicker. And it could also prompt, you know, investors in U.S. Treasuries, you know, to think that the economy is speeding up a little bit and are going to demand a higher interest rate on the long end of the curve.
Frank Sorrentino, but I want to thank him very much. He is the chairman and the chief executive of Connect One Bank. They are based in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey.
Ticker on that bank is CNOB.